From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. John Kerry was back in Florida today, following up on his visit last week to Orlando. As the only major contender left in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, Kerry has no worries about winning tomorrow's primaries in Florida, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. His main focus campaigning in these southern states has been to fire up voters. NPR's David Wellner has been traveling with Kerry today.
At a crowded rally in Broward County, John Kerry got a hero's welcome today. Sticking to the combative tone he's struck since becoming his party's virtual nominee, Kerry opened the event with some barbed humor that came at the expense of the Bush White House.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my idea of spring break. I remember spring break. You could come down here, kick back, lay around, do nothing. The only place you could do that now is on the Bush economic team.
But it was Kerry's reminder of the post-election vote counting turmoil in Florida 3.5 years ago that really got the crowd going.
You'd think that somebody remembering what happened here in this great state, who was finally put in office by the Supreme Court of the United States, would actually recognize the division of the nation and try to reach out. But oh no, they shut the doors on Democrats, my way or the highway, on this policy or that policy, misled America time and again. And that's why I'm here to mark with you in Florida the beginning of the end of the Bush administration. That's what this is about.
Kerry wanted to know if the ethnically and generationally diverse crowd had any questions for him. A woman stood up and seemed to speak for many in the Hollywood, Florida auditorium.
My concern is when we go to the polls, if we, with these electronic voting machines, with George Bush's friends running that, and gee, call me cynical, what can we do to prevent them from stealing the election again?
Kerry said he thought no votes should be cast that cannot be traced and properly recounted. Kerry also sought to reassure the large number of elderly voters in the state that he would protect their Social Security payments, something he said the Bush administration was not inclined to do.
And for those who want to say John Kerry isn't sure where he stands, listen carefully. I will never privatize Social Security. Period. Never, never, never.
Kerry also gave assurances on Israel, he's a friend of that nation, and tax cuts. He'll only roll back those given to the wealthiest. William Oberheiser of Miami Beach said later he was impressed, but still worried that Kerry could lose this state.
The Republicans are very well organized, and we're going to have to match that somehow. Otherwise, I think it looks good apart from that. I don't think Democrats are as well organized, but I'll certainly vote.
A statewide poll released here yesterday put Kerry 6 percentage points ahead of President Bush in a matchup. Florida can expect to see plenty of both the incumbent and the challenger in the next 8 months. David Wellner, NPR News, West Palm Beach, Florida.